Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs. Now, here's the host of Our House, Peter Hunt.
Good morning and welcome to Our House. This is Peter Hunt, and this show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate, even out to Phoenix, Arizona, and now Boston, Massachusetts. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call them today, 633-3700, and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants, and that's a guarantee of ours. And also ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk, zero cost, zero risk, to effectively enter the market to find your next home with cash because you've got a mortgage commitment. And when today's very competitive marketplace, when you go into the market, and often there's going to be multiple offers, and if you're in that environment, you want to make sure that you can compete. Often when there are multiple offers, one of the offers will be cash. In that particular case, the best way to compete is with a mortgage commitment because that's effectively the equivalent of cash. So call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 for personalized, customized service that will knock your socks off. And check out that low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions do apply, but go to our website, huntmortgage.com, and you can apply directly online if you'd like. And don't forget about the first-ever 24/7, 365 real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale here in Buffalo, Niagara, all across upstate, and even out to Phoenix, Arizona. The local number is 716-631-4800. All you have to do is enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street name. Select the one you want. You'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property, all automatically, just that fast, anytime in any market we serve on any listing, whether it's ours or any other broker's. So when you drive by a for sale sign and you see 14 phone numbers and pictures and add-ons and things hanging off it, don't bother wasting your time stopping. Just dial 631-4800, and we'll give you all the information you need on that property, and you will get a link to a dedicated website on that particular property. This is a very active market time we're in right now, even though it's traditionally among the slowest times of the year. It's a great time to consider looking at houses and also consider selling a home. You may find that in today's market, given the conditions, exceptionally low interest rates, lack of inventory, that your home may be worth more than you think. So what you want to do is stop into one of our many open houses this weekend and speak with one of our professionals about what your home may be worth, because there's nothing like being involved in a market like this to take advantage of what the equity might be there that you may not even know about. And we also have one thing that no other broker has, and that's called the seller security plan, which means that if you do decide to buy a home and you have a home to sell, we will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan, available only through Hunt Real Estate ERA Professional. 633-9400 for more details on that, or stop by one of our many open houses. Real Estate is the official real estate and relocation provider for our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, the Buffalo Sabres, and even the Rochester Americans, and we are on a high right now. What about those Bills? Largest audience, except the Super Bowl for a sporting event. That's pretty amazing. And we managed to take it to the Dallas Cowboys. Isn't that a shame? Anyway, we are broadcast live here at WBN 930 AM, and if you'd like to participate in today's show, all you have to do is call us here at 803-0930. And if you're long distance, is 1-800-616-9236. If you're mobile, it's *930. Those are all free calls. You can even text us at 30930, and we'll give an answer if we possibly can right here on the air. We have a very special show for you today. In the studio with me today is a gentleman named J.P. Miller. Mr. Miller is the owner and publisher of The Empire Part. Good morning, J.P.
Good morning, Peter. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here. First of all, tell us what the Empire Part is.
Well, so the Empire Report is a news website that's focused on news across New York State, and it is different from most news websites in that we aggregate links from other news organizations throughout the state. And if you think about it, most people, I imagine, in Western New York read the Democrat or the Rochester Democrat Citizen, or they read the Buffalo News, and then they probably focus on maybe some state politics, some national politics. But there is such a vibrant amount of things that are happening in New York State. New York is one of the most diverse states in the country, geographically, culturally, economically. And each day on the Empire Report, you can go on. It's updated 365 days a year. You can go onto that website and you can see what I think and what the data shows are the most interesting news stories every morning, from the Buffalo News to the Albany Times Union to the Syracuse Post Standard, down to Newsday on Long Island and the New York Times, the New York Daily News, New York Post.
How do you pick the most interesting articles? Is that your own choice?
Well, it's partly my own choice, and having done this for 3.5 years now, and also having been an avid news reader for my entire life, I have a pretty good sense for what I think people are going to like and what people are going to want to click on. But also, there's so much data available to anybody on Google, in terms of if you type in the word Buffalo, or you type in the word Rochester, or you type in the word Utica, Google will for free tell you what are the most clicked on stories in the last hour, mentioning Utica, the last 24 hours, and the last week. So if you're someone in Long Island or you're in Syracuse, you can go to the Empire Report and find stories of what's happening in Long Island, what's happening in Western New York, what's really happening across the state.
Based on what people are interested in.
Based on what people are interested in and what I think is good. And what we also try to do is we also try to be a little bit fun. We've got kind of the crazy stories of, what happens on the weekends in upstate New York, and what happens in New York City, and also some gossip from Page Six. New York, if you think about it, not only entertainment-wise, but politically, New York State had both major presidential candidates in 2016. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were both from New York. The Senate minority leader for the entire country is Chuck Schumer, our senior senator from New York. For the current presidential campaign, we had Senator Gillibrand, we had Mayor de Blasio, Mayor Bloomberg, all were candidates for the presidency in 2020. We follow all those campaigns. Bernie Sanders is originally from Brooklyn, so we count him. We cover stuff that what happens to Bernie. And Elizabeth Warren, Deval Patrick are from our neighboring state of Massachusetts. Cory Booker's from New Jersey. Jerry Nadler is a congressman from New York. He's going to be the chairman of the Judiciary Committee for the upcoming impeachment hearings this week for President Trump. Elise Stefanik from the North Country did a really great job in the first impeachment hearings. She's now become a Republican star. And, of course, one of the biggest headline grabbers is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman from Queens. We cover all of these politicians throughout New York who are not just local New York celebrities, they're national stars, and we cover them all in the Empire Report. I should give you the URL. It's www.empirereportnewyork.com, and if you don't get all of that, you can just Google Empire Report and you can pull it up.
You didn't just wake up one morning and say this would be a good idea. What were you doing before, and how did you arrive at place where you are?
So I have been interested in politics my whole life, and it's a lot of politics and then some what I would call human interest news. But I worked on two presidential campaigns for Mitt Romney, both in 2008 and 2012, and had a great time working on those. I grew up originally in outside of Hartford, Connecticut, and in Connecticut many years ago, started a guy by the name of Tom Dudchick started a website called the Connecticut Capitol Report. And that is basically my website, but for the state of Connecticut. And it is very similar to the Drudge Report in terms of the look and feel of the site. And throughout my career, I'd always been a big fan of the Connecticut Capitol Report and the Drudge Report. And I was surprised that there wasn't one in New York. And so I always had this idea in my mind about starting one for New York. And when you think about it, New York, the guy in Connecticut, he did all right. I went and talked to him. I cold called him when I was working at a financial firm that I thought was, not going to survive. I went and cold called him. He met with me. He gave me the full blueprint of everything he had been doing for the last 10 years. Over a lunch, and he encouraged me to start one in New York. I looked at New York versus Connecticut. New York is 6 times the population of Connecticut, 6 times the state budget. as Connecticut. And so in June of 2016, I started the Empire Report, and it's not my idea. I got the idea from the guy in Connecticut. I did take an entrepreneurship class that got me excited about starting my own business. And the entrepreneurship professor said, let me give you some advice. Don't try and create the next iPhone or the next gadget or the next big idea. You can do really well if you look at businesses that are successful and you follow that person's business plan, but you augment it or change it just a little bit, which is what I did with the Connecticut Capital Report and the New York Empire Report.
Essentially, though, you're an aggregator of journalism, right?
Yes.
So the journalistic world is a pretty confusing place these days, and largely because of what you've capitalized on, which is the internet. I mean, there's tons of stuff out there. How do you get anybody's attention? I mean, we've had the publisher of the Buffalo News on this show, and he's talked about how they have morphed their business, which is owned by Warren Buffett. How they've morphed the business just to stay in business because subscriptions are way down, readership is distracted. That's the best way to put it. There's a million things you can look at when you're trying to find information about anything. And as you said, you Google stuff and you find out what people are saying about any given topic. So how do you get people's attention in a world like that?
Well, first of all, people in Buffalo should know how lucky you are to have the Buffalo News. The Buffalo News, I read 25 newspapers across the state every single day. The Buffalo News is far and away one of the best newspapers in terms of its coverage of local issues. They have Tom Precious, who's their state house reporter, one of the best reporters in Albany. You've got Jerry Zaremski in Albany. Some of my other favorite reporters for the Buffalo News, Rod Watson, David Robinson. So Buffalonians are very lucky to have the Buffalo News as their source of news. How do I stand out? So a big thing that I would say is limiting about the Buffalo News and individual newspapers are they're constrained by what their dozen or two dozen reporters can write each day. And whatever they write, they're going to put out. I have a big advantage in that I get to go to 20 newspapers across the state and pick the best three or four or five articles from each of those newspapers and have basically a best of website. Every morning I wake up at 4 a.m. I work on it the night before. I wake up at 4 a.m., collect all of those best stories. And so on one site, I've got all the best stories from all those newspapers so that you, Peter Hunt, don't have to wake up and read 25 newspapers. You can go to the Empire Report and you can get a good idea of the landscape of what's happening in Albany, what's happening in New York City, what's happening in Western New York, what's happening in the Adirondacks. And why is Buffalo News and Albany Times Union, why are they okay with me doing this? Well, the reason why they're not only okay with me doing this, but excited about me doing this is because I have a statewide audience and I'm driving people. For example, for the Buffalo News, I'm driving thousands of readers from Long Island and New York City to read the Buffalo News that I'm guessing and the Buffalo News knows would not be reading that site on a daily basis like they are now through the Empire Report.
Well, that's the good reason to go to your website, but the question becomes, how do you get people there?
Well, one thing that I do is I have a very active email, daily email. Every morning goes to 35,000 New Yorkers. In 3.5 years, I built up an email list of 35,000 New Yorkers with a 25% daily open rate. I try and put the most exciting, shocking headline every morning in the subject line to get people to click. I want people to click. And I also have built up a Twitter following. I've got over 18,000 people on my that follow me on my Twitter feed, including the vast majority of New York State senators, state assemblymen, and state assemblywomen too. So I promote it. I go on radio shows like this. Thank you so much for having me on. And over the last year, we started it 3.5 years ago. It's one page We don't have 50 pages or 1,000 pages. It's simply one page that directs everybody else to other websites. And over the last year, we've generated over 16 million page views in the last 365 days.
So what's your goal with this, John? I mean, how does it work for you so that obviously it's got to be a business of sorts. So how do you make this work, and what are your goals with this?
It is definitely a business. It is the only thing I spend my time on, and I work on it 24/7. I own 100% of it. In terms of being a business, it has been profitable since the first year. It's not hugely profitable, but it's been profitable. And in terms of it being a business, my goal is I want it to be the most widely read and influential news site in the state of New York. And how do I measure that? We've seen increased traffic each year that we've been in business, and increased mentions in terms of Empire Report has been mentioned in the New York Post, the New York Daily News, CNBC, Reuters, the Buffalo News. And we just want to be a place where people go in the morning when they wake up to see what's going on in the state. Want to be a place where when you're having a cup of coffee at lunch and eating your sandwich, you go and go to the Empire Report and check out what's happening. It's updated 3 times a day every day, so you're going to get updated news stories. And it also is, I view it, and I think a lot of my readers view it as a filter. A lot of my readers come to the site multiple times every day. And why do they come to the Empire Report? They know that it's not going to be, you're not going to be attacked by crazy pop-up ads. There's not going to be a bunch of garbage. We have really, it's a very simple format and layout. And I want there to be for highly influential, smart, highly paid business people, elected officials, media people to go there, and they're going to find 2 or 3 stories that they haven't found anywhere else.
How do you generate revenue for something like that?
So the revenue is 100% generated by ads. And why do people pay for ads on the Empire Report? We are read by, as I mentioned before, elected officials throughout the state. And so if you are a entity like the AARP or Uber or Airbnb or the Chamber of Commerce or a trade union or the governor of the state, they want to be in front of our audience to try to really steer the narrative on public policy, steer the narrative on what the media landscape is on an issue. And so Empire Report is a very cost-effective tool for entities that want to influence the narrative and want to influence policymakers to reach those policymakers, A. B, to influence those policymakers. And also, because we have reporters from all across the state reading the website, you're also able to influence those reporters that reporter going to write that story before they saw, what was highlighted on the Empire Report.
So the influencers say to themselves, I want to get to the right people. I want to get in front of those people. How do they benefit just by virtue of that contact? I mean, if I'm selling a product and I go and I place an ad someplace, I can measure my sales based upon where I place those ads and then what people buy. How does someone who advertises on your website, how do they measure their effectiveness, I guess, of that ad?
Well, one thing that we do is anybody that advertises on the Empire Report, we give them, depending on their needs, weekly or monthly reports on how many times that ad has been viewed, how many times it's been clicked on, where it's been clicked on. So those metrics are always provided, and I pride myself on, providing prompt metrics back to the advertisers so that they know that the money that they spent was a good investment. Secondly, advertisers tell me all the time, you wouldn't believe when I was meeting with this state senator or this person in the governor's office that said, oh, I saw your ad on the Empire Report. Oh, I saw that story on the Empire Report. So that feedback or from people that are also in the, what I would call the bubble of Albany, what's happening in the state and what's happening in different governments, when that gets mentioned around, that just simply builds upon itself. And when I was first trying to get advertisers, when I started, I was selling a dream. You know, I was saying, this is going to be great. It's going to be great. This is really important. Now I have advertisers coming to me, coming over the transom, calling me and saying, how can we get placed on the Empire Report? People are saying that if we have an issue that's important, like, you know, Uber coming upstate, which was a big issue last year.
We've got to go to break. We'll be back with more from J.P. Miller from our house jurors after these very important messages. Welcome back to our house. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web where you can find a complete inventory of homes available not just here in Buffalo, Niagara, but all across upstate, even out to Phoenix, Arizona, and Boston, Massachusetts through our links. And you'll also find access to a complete set of homeownership services at HuntRealEstate.com, which is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. And for more information about our many exclusive programs, including the one that allows you to roll the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, effectively allowing you to buy the before but live the after, call 633-3700 and ask for details. Also ask about that pre-purchase commitment I mentioned earlier and even our warm home loan. These are available only through Hunt Mortgage, 633-3700. And for those of you who would simply prefer to pick up the phone and ask any question relative to real estate or home financing or anything, call the Hunt Customer Service Center at 633-9400, the only one of its kind in North America. One of our customer service reps will instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for whatever it is you may need, whether you're considering buying a home or selling a home, financing a home, insuring a home, or even fixing up the one you have. And remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the seller security plan available only through a Hunt Real Estate ERA professional. And you can speak with one directly in one of our many open houses this weekend or call 633-9400. I'm in the studio today with J.P. Miller. Mr. Miller is the publisher of the Empire Report, and we've been talking about what exactly the Empire Report is, how it operates, and how you may benefit as a listener by going to the Empire Report. And to that point, we were talking right before the break, JP, about the issue of advertisers and how you how this thing becomes a business, and how it maintains itself. And during the break, we were talking about, for example, an auto dealer might advertise on television and can count the number of prospects he generates by putting the ad on. Your advertisers measure their success how?
Well, our advertisers measure success by what I would say is how the narrative in terms of an issue plays out. So you're going to see this year, there's always a battle every year between the teachers' unions and the charter schools. How much money is going to charter schools, how well they're funded. And that's a statewide issue that's very focused on Albany, the state senators in Albany, and the governor's office. And so our advertisers will measure their success if we have either the charter school group or the teachers union group or both advertising on the site. They will measure their success not only on the analytics that we give back to them, which we give them back excellent analytics. They get a very low CPM, which is a technical term for how much money you're paying per 1,000 views, but also in terms of the feedback that they get in their meetings and conversations with legislators and lobbyists around the state. A few years ago, it may have been last year, the Child Victims Act got passed in the state of New York, and one of the lead people that was advocating for the Child Victims Act to get passed, a guy by the name of Gary Greenberg, and he tweeted out that he was in the halls of power in Albany, and he had mentioned to him, the smartest thing that you did in terms of your effort was advertise on Empire Report. We had some very hard-hitting ads on the Empire Report. Those ads that were running on Empire Report were featured in the New York Daily News. The ads were that impactful that there was a New York Daily News article written about them. And so if you talk to Gary Greenberg in terms of the Child Victims Act, which he was trying to get passed for 10 years, he will tell you that one of the most important things of getting that passed was advertising on Empire Report.
So do these advertisers also, are they also playing the actual publications themselves by feeding press releases and that kind of thing? I imagine they have to.
Certainly. When you are trying to get legislation passed in Albany, you have got to go after the Albany Press Corps and try and get them to write stories on your issue. On the Child Victims Act, they had to directly lobby reporters to say, hey, this is an important issue, you should write stories on it. And that issue was featured on a number of front pages of the New York Daily News. Another thing that I should mention about Empire Report is that a lot of people, when they're online, get news directed to them based on their biases and what, you know, Google and Facebook think that they'll like, whether you're on the right or the left. You will get those news stories fed to you, basically. Mm-hmm. What I really try and do on the Empire Report is I really try to be completely nonpartisan in terms of the coverage, in terms of how many and how stories are written about both Republicans and Democrats, and in terms of choosing stories. We have stories from the New York Times, the New York Post, what people would say are, you know, kind of the left and the right. We've got both of them up there. And many times, like the impeachment hearings, we'll have the front page of the New York Post, the Daily News, and the New York Times. They'll all cover it three different ways. And you as a reader can see, wow, that hearing happened yesterday in terms of the impeachment hearings. You can see how the three different newspapers played it on their front pages.
One of the things that we've been exploring on this show for weeks, really, and months, there's a bunch of things we've been exploring, but let me sidestep for a second. Our mission on this show is to help people protect and enhance their investment right here in Western New York and all the markets we serve, most of which are in New York State. And the issues that we face here in terms of investment in real estate have everything to do with things like taxation. They have everything to do with regulation. They have everything to do with workforce development. So we've been focusing a lot on those issues. You describe a lot of political intrigue, getting legislation passed, fights between unions and charter schools and that kind of thing, which is all very interesting. And I mean, it is very interesting. And I do follow that stuff. But what I read between the lines is a lot of this stuff just costs us more money. So as a journalist, how do you assess the real issues here and what they mean for people in this state in terms of their ability to live here, work here, stay here, raise their children here?
Well, that's a very good question. And in terms of you saying costing us money, a lot of people don't realize that the state of New York every single year spends $262 billion every year. That's the state budget. You put on top
of... It doesn't go down either.
It does not go down. You put on top of that New York City's budget, which is $90 billion every single year. Then you look at the county budgets, like Erie County's budget and a number of the other counties and big cities in New York. You see spending in New York State by government entities getting close to $400 billion every single year. That's not a one-time investment. That's cash out every single year. And in terms of the issues that you talk about here in Western New York, Peter, in terms of people thriving and raising their families and seeing a brighter future, what I see as the biggest issue is that the state is really run by politicians in New York City. And places like Western New York and upstate New York really have taxation without representation. There's simply not enough...
There's not enough people north of the Tappan Zee Bridge to compensate.
Right. And
fundamentally,
so,
representation in the legislature, even in Congress.
Right. And so you used to see a check on the politicians and lawmakers in New York City in that there was a Republican state Senate at the Senate level. And they gave, I think, voice, and I think they gave some cover to the people of Western New York in terms of budget and policy. That is now gone. It's now 100% represented by, you know, both in the state Senate and state assembly by people in New York City. And so it is a big question in terms of Western New York and upstate New York. What will the future be, and how well will Governor Cuomo protect the interests of this part of the state?
One way, as you know, they've tried to protect us is by throwing money our way, by way of things like the Buffalo Billion, which I now understand there's an investigation as to exactly how that money's been spent. We recently read in the Buffalo News that the Tesla plant, which is now operated, I believe, by Panasonic, was written down as an investment on the part of the state significantly to a point where it basically is worthless or pretty close to worthless. Now, it's not going to be sold, so that really doesn't matter. But the fact of life is we've made this investment here, and there's all kinds of people that will come on the show and show us, the public, who everyone listening to the show, that it's been a good investment. What's your take on that kind of investment?
Well, my take on that kind of investment, first of all, on Governor Cuomo, I look at him and say, while I don't agree with him on every policy issue, he works his butt off. He is all over the state. He is what I think someone and knows a lot. He's done this his whole life. I give him a lot of credit. He gets a tough ride in the media in terms of everything that every time something goes wrong, he, you know, gets the blame. And when things go right, he doesn't often get credit. But that investment on the Buffalo Billion, I obviously don't think it was a good investment. And it's a big question as to whether how well a state in terms of taxpayers can assess investment opportunities. You know, venture capitalists that get paid a ton of money, it's very tough to make good investments. How well bureaucrats at the state level can make investments in a company like Tesla, I don't think that they have proven that they have a good record in that regard.
Very interesting. We've got a caller on the line, JP. This is John from Rochester. John, how can we help you?
Hey, Peter. Hey, JP.
Morning, John.
I'd like to subscribe to your publication. Just go to your website and that'll take care of it, right?
Well, on the right side of the page at the bottom of the headlines, there's a window for you to put in your email address, or you can send me an email at info@empirereportnewyork.com, and I will get you subscribed to the website. And I do send out an email every single morning, 365 days a year, with the headlines of the day. And if something breaks during the day, we try to send out a breaking news alert if we're right on top of it, which happens sometimes, but not all the time.
Yeah, my question is, I'm a subscriber of the Buffalo News, the Democrat and Chronicle here in Rochester, and a lot of the business journals throughout upstate. And I find you have to have a tough time dealing with the Democrat and Chronicle and the Buffalo News with a lot of the bias. The Democrat and Chronicle has a lot of bias locally and nationally. I think the Buffalo News, their biggest problem is their national reporters are New York Times and Washington Post. How do you deal with that kind of media bias?
Well, what I would say is anytime you read any article, it's going to be biased. Everybody, me included, everybody has their own biases that they bring to their writing, their reporting, their journalism. So how I try to deal with that is I try to get reporting from a variety of news sources, and there are other news sources other than the Buffalo News, and I try to get a variety in terms of what we cover. It's not always easy, but that's what we try to do.
Different points of view.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back with more with J.P. Miller and the Empire Report after these very important messages from our house to yours. Welcome back to our house. This is Peter Hunt, and the show is brought to you by the all-new HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is truly easier for your real estate and home ownership experience. Go there today. You can find all kinds of resources relative to the entire real estate experience, everything from what's available to services that you might need relative to the home buying or selling process, or just making home ownership a better experience for you. The show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage, home of the pre-purchase commitment. I can't tell you often enough how important it is for you to be pre-committed for a mortgage before you go out and spend a lot of time looking for that perfect house and then find out only that you can't buy it because it's just not, you're competing with a cash offer, or you've got a situation where you're just thought you were able to buy a home that all of a sudden you're not able to buy. This is the answer to that, the pre-purchase commitment, 633-3700. We have a very special show for you today, and I'm in the studio today with J.P. Miller, who is the publisher of the Empire Report, which is an online, I guess, compilation of all kinds of, or aggregator of all kinds of articles from all over the state relative to all kinds of things. But your focus is largely political. Is that accurate?
It's a lot of politics, but I want to be on, I want to be covering whatever people are most clicking on. So a non-political story today is snow. We're going to have a big snowstorm on Sunday. Peter, everybody wants to know about how much snow they're getting. And so that's our top headline today.
We have a caller on the line, JP. This is Charlie from Williamsville. Charlie, how can we help you?
Good morning. Good morning, JP. My interest is in, real estate legislation. And what I'm wondering about is where JP and his blog was when Downstate got inflicted with this draconian anti-landlord law that makes it virtually almost impossible to move a bad tenant out of your properties. For a small property owner and investor, it's horrible.
It is.
It's a horrible nightmare. I've spoken to attorneys, judges. It seems to be a horrible nightmare.
It is.
It's a great question, and that was by far one of the biggest battles in Albany last year. Governor Cuomo really told the state Senate, he kind of called their bluff. He said, whatever bill you pass, I will sign. And it was something that Cuomo thought that the real estate lobby had effectively killed in the state Senate, and they passed a very tough bill, and Cuomo was forced to sign it. I know that Governor Cuomo there's going to be some real estate legislation this year. They may do some fixes to that legislation that you referenced. They also may, in some instances, go further. In terms of, there have been some articles that we've published on the website talking about a statewide rent control legislation. And so those articles, which appear, they're not in every newspaper. They will be in some newspapers in New York City and Long Island and upstate. But to get all of those articles, you can't find them all unless you're reading Empire Report. And we have, anytime there's something on the real estate legislation, because it's so important to business and to our readers, we put almost every article up on Empire Report with regards to that.
How much you know about rent control, JP?
Not enough. Probably less than you.
Well, I did a little study of it a long time ago, more than a little study. Do you know the first rent control law was passed in the state in 1933?
Wow.
And it was passed because of what was going on in the economy overall in this country, which was a mess at that point. And it was, for many people, a savior at that point in time. In the 1970s, it was kind of reviewed and modified and twisted up a little bit. But there were actually only three places in the state that remained with rent control: New York City itself, Cheektowaga, New York, and Buffalo, New York. The only three places left. And it was different in each of those areas, exactly how it worked. And I researched this because I owned apartments at the time, and I had four units in one building that were under rent control. And guess what those tenants were paying?
What?
$179 a month, including heat.
Wow.
$179 a month.
Wow.
Two-bedroom apartment.
I'd sign up for that.
There's not a person in the world that wouldn't sign up for that. That makes a lot of sense. And there's still apartments that are handed down from person to person. You know the game in New York
Yes.
City. And it's really a disaster. We have another caller online. This is Marty from Hamburg. Marty, how can we help you?
Yeah, I was wondering, what's your take on Governor Cuomo giving a pardon to those illegals that were in jail for murder?
I don't know what specific case you're talking about, but Governor Cuomo has used his pardon power over the last year, and there are groups that are trying to get him to do more of that. And I think that Governor Cuomo does look at it on a case-by-case basis, and I think that in general, I don't know about every case, I'm not focused on every case, but in general, I think that he uses relatively good judgment in terms of pardons. He does not do it often. And I don't know the specific case that you're referencing, caller.
That's interesting. Let's go back to what I was bugging you about earlier, and that is the issue of, you know, there's a lot of, the political intrigue thing is interesting, and it's interesting to the players. And as you pointed out, people that are trying to move legislation through or not move it through, or they're obviously attracted to a website like yours because of the eyeballs that hit it. But that most people in this state are kind of trying to figure out how to earn a living here, how to raise their kids here, how to buy a house here. And you just heard from one landlord that says now there's another roadblock in the way. To what extent does a site like yours really influence, I guess, the direction of legislation? Or are you just an aggregator and you kind of put it out there and let people kind of do their own thing? You say you try to provide different points of view on the same topic, but do you really you lean one way if you personally, JP, feel strongly about an issue? Can you kind of direct a little of your eyeballs in a certain direction?
Well, a good example of that would be when Amazon was going to come to the city, and I know Amazon just announced that they're going to build a $25 million distribution center in Buffalo, which I imagine is great for.
It's huge.
For Buffalo, and that's an example. And I don't think that's coming with state money. I think that they're coming with their own money for that. So that's a big thing for Western New York. Mm-hmm. But when Amazon came to New York City, the state was going to give them $3 billion. That we're going to give, you know, and in exchange for supposed tax breaks. Now, I was a little bit, I have to admit, a little bit biased in this, because you look at Amazon, have they, you know, they pay zero in federal taxes. How are they going to be so generous to New York State in terms of giving them taxes? They were also going to build a helipad for Jeff Bezos to come and land in Long Island City. And they were going to, you know, the taxpayers of New York were going to give $3 billion to the wealthiest company on the planet. And so I do not want to have political bias. I try not to have political bias. But on that story specifically, we said, this is going to be interesting. You also had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was just put in. She was from Queens. And so that was one where I don't want to say that we directed things in one way or the other, but there was certainly a lot of press around that. But in terms of workforce development and things in Western New York, it is a challenge. We're in a world now where most businesses can be headquartered wherever they want.
That's right.
And it's you see businesses, you know, I asked, would Tesla have built this plant in Buffalo if they weren't given $750 million by the state? Probably not. And you really want to be a state, I imagine, where companies are going to come whether the state gives them billions of dollars or not.
It was just under $1 billion, the total, which was reported by the state that was put into that plant. That's the building and equipment, which is substantial.
Yeah.
One building.
Yeah. So New York does have to do a better job. And once people pick where their business is going to be, they don't often pick up and move somewhere else. So New York could do a much better job in terms of attracting businesses, and it does have a reputation of being high tax, high regulation here, as opposed to South Carolina, Texas, other states like that.
You touched on one thing just in passing, which was kind of, in my mind, one of the core issues that we face, and that is where politicians pick winners and losers. And what is their level of sophistication in terms of their ability to pick a winner and a loser? And are they just like any other human being, subject to the pressures they receive, money perhaps, one from one direction or another, that causes them to think a certain way or act a certain way? Do you dig when you don't have an editorial page on the Empire Report? You just put other people's stuff there. But what do you see in that world? Because we seem to be we have a lot of bureaucracy in this state. So there's a lot of people making decisions. There's a lot of people interpreting laws that are going to make them move one way or another, or affect one group or another more than one another. And then there's all this lobbying, and to some extent, these are your advertisers. So how do you sift through that? I mean, do you develop your own bias as a result, or does the Empire Report have a bias? I'm not asking you to pin you down, but certainly you must make some choices along those lines.
Well, my bias is I want to have up what is going to get the most clicks every day. And that is having a wide variety of point of views. And I'm very much limited by what reporters throughout the state report on. And so, yes, I put up stories that I think are going to be clickable. And people want to know. Throughout the state, people are reading about the Tesla Buffalo Billion. Those stories are not written in the New York Times. They're not written in the New York Post. They're not written in the Daily News. They're not written really in on Newsday. So I'm bringing these stories to the entire state in terms of what's happening at the Tesla plant, and in terms of bureaucrats making spending decisions. As you know, if you're a private equity firm or a venture capital firm and you don't see opportunities where your investors are going to get a good return, you're not going to buy anything. Good venture capital and private equity companies will go for 12 months, 16 months, 2 years without buying if they think that the market is overheating and there's not good opportunities. Put that next to the state, where the state has to spend a couple billion dollars every year on economic development. They are finding companies, whether they deserve that money or not, and they're investing in those companies. And what's also interesting is the state does not get an equity piece of that business that they invest in. And a great way to at least keep score.
So it's not an investment. Let's just call it. I love when politicians call things investments. It's not.
But they call it an investment. So why not, in exchange for these tens, hundreds of millions of dollars, why wouldn't the state ask for a small equity piece just so that they can evaluate it, okay? Just so they know how they're doing.
Well, universities do this.
Yeah. But if they got in exchange for their investment a piece of equity, they could at least keep score on how well those investments are doing.
Couldn't the state university system be a catalyst for that? I mean, realistically speaking, Stanford became staggeringly wealthy because of their investment in research on behalf of private industry.
They should, and the SUNY system is a huge, robust system throughout the state, and that would be a great vehicle and a catalyst for doing that for the state.
And they claim, I think, in many cases, that they're doing that, but they're just there's no equity there, as you say. We have about 30 seconds left.
No scorecard in terms of how they've done.
One more time, tell our listeners how they can get their hands on their eyeballs on the Empire Report.
Well, the best thing to do is to Google Empire Report or go to empirereportnewyork.com and also try and sign up for our newsletter. We'll send out a newsletter every single day, and you will, I think if you go to the site two or three times, you'll hopefully become addicted in short order.
J.P. Miller, publisher of the Empire Report, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Peter.
I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving weekend, and we'll be back next week at the same time. And remember, when it comes to real estate, all of upstate is hunt country.